You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Welcome back. We are appreciative of you being here. Let's get back to the calls. Daryl is up next. Hello, Daryl.
This is the Paul Feinbaum Show. It's not Jerry Springer, right?
Debatable, but the name of the show says the Feinbaum Show.
Ian Spiltmeyer. I remember that guy. I took his test. I remember taking his test. He said I scored pretty good on it. But wasn't that the guy that gave that little test, personality test?
Oh, yeah. You did well on that test. I do remember that.
Yep. Paul, your interview with the Missouri quarterback, what are you saying, Paul? You're saying that Auburn's got to poison the Mizzou quarterback to beat him?
I was impressed with him. What about you?
I was too, but you said that you don't eat the sandwiches over in Auburn because you know.
Well, I was just joking around. If you're the Missouri quarterback,
yeah, I know.
You probably ought to have a food tester.
Yeah, I know you. I know you're kidding. You know what's funny about Auburn? I mean, their best coach they ever had, which in my opinion was Pat Dye, they never won a national title with. And one of the worst coaches they ever had was Gene Chizik, and they won a national title with him.
That is 100% true. I that's one of the truest statements you've ever made.
Paul, let me ask you something. First of all, we're not the new Alabama. You got to come up with something better than that. We're not the new. We are the Kirby Smart Georgia. That's who we are. But at what point in Kirby Smart's career did you think we have to start putting him ahead of Vince Dooley as the best ever at Georgia?
Probably when he wins another national championship.
I would agree. One more national championship. You know what? I saw Georgia's schedule for 2023. I mean, I'm about to call it back to back to back, Paul, based off of the schedule that I saw. I mean,
that's called a three-peat, Daryl.
That is called a three-peat, Paul. You're right. And let me say this about South Carolina. I don't know look here. Beamer lost to Arkansas by 14 points, okay? And he did get blown out by Georgia, but we've blown everybody out so far, Paul. But here's the deal. The problem with South Carolina is turning the football over. They say they don't throw those two interceptions against Georgia early, and they score touchdowns. Who knows what happened? That's a whole different ball game then. Same thing in Arkansas. Three interceptions. Killed them. That's what's killing South Carolina. They got to stop turning the ball over. And, Paul, comparing Georgia – and Alabama, here's the biggest difference right here, okay? We got a coach that coaches, okay? We got a coach that develops football players and coaches. Alabama's got a coach that's out there bumping fists with Ducks and doing commercials. And we already know what Kirby can do to Ducks, right? We've already seen that. But let me ask you this. Would you agree with this? Last year, Georgia's team was, they suffocated you with their defense, all right? And they would hit you here and there and take the shots for the offense, and that ended up being very successful. This year, they're more like a Mike Tyson type. They're going right out there, and they're just pouring it on offensively, putting you behind the eight ball right off the bat by scoring. I mean, I think they scored the first six touchdowns in the first game. Next game, they scored seven out of eight. The first seven out of eight drives, they scored touchdowns. The last game, they scored six. I think the first six drives, they scored points. Would you say this year's team is the defense they got this year is more like, we're going to go out there and hit you in the mouth right off the bat and try to knock you out and just kind of sit back? And then our defense, we're not as strong on the defensive line as we were last year. That's the problem right now with Georgia. The defensive line is not as, we only have one quarterback sack. I mean, Kirby can say we're putting pressure on the quarterback. That's fine. We are. He can say the quarterback's releasing the ball a lot quicker than last year. That's fine. They may be. But when we get our hands on the quarterback, we're not putting him on the ground like we were yet last year. That's something we definitely need to improve on. But would you say that maybe this year Georgia's more like the way they played their first three games, is more like a Mike Tyson. I mean, just coming out there in the first round and just, you know.
Yeah, most of Tyson's fights were over and early. That's a good point, Daryl. I'm starting to come around to, I'm agreeing with Daryl twice in one call. What's wrong with that? Trey is up next. I'm sure Trey did not agree with much he heard there.
Paul, I had to stop and go get my oxygen machine. I don't think he ever stopped. Hey, I'm sitting here, Paul, and I'm enjoying this 99-degree fall weather here in Alabama. You know, that's that same heat that affected Alabama down in Texas, but it didn't affect Texas. Remember that excuse, Paul? But, Paul, I want to talk to you about two things, if I may, the poll and relationships. The guy called in about the poll and Texas A&M. It also has a lot to depend on what the teams did in front of you. If the teams in front of you, you were already behind, don't lose. You're not moving up very far. But this is a meaningless poll. But, Paul, I want to have a serious question, a serious conversation with you about relationships, if I may.
Okay.
You know, Paul, we as humans, and this is any relationship in our life, if we're not willing to admit our faults and apologize and accept other people's differences, whether I agree with your differences or not, and it doesn't matter about your race, your nationality, your political beliefs, if we're not willing to do those three things as humans, I don't think we grow as a person. And I can tell you, you can try as hard as you want to mend your relationship with Jim, but Paul, Jim's never going to apologize and admit that he's wrong. So I just don't think that relationship can move forward. So I'll hang up and I'll listen to your response. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Jay is up next. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Jay.
Great show.
Thank you.
You had a caller a few days ago and talking about the coaches in the SEC, and I had to agree with him. I think SEC-wise, I think from top to bottom, it's probably – one of the best years we've had maybe ever as far as top to bottom. But the question, of course, I'm a big Alabama fan, and looking at us, you know, everybody talks about how talented we are from top to bottom in our depth. But do you see our defensive and offensive coordinators being our weakness as an Alabama team?
Well, I know that Bill O'Brien keeps getting mentioned for jobs, including the Texas job, but I am often bewildered by some of his calls, and especially in the Texas game. But that is, ultimately, he may not have the weapons necessary to do some of the things he's trying to do. I think Pete Golden probably gets criticized too much as we determined last week. Hey, thanks for the call. George is in Gettysburg. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I heard Jim's call the other day when he went off on you, called you all kind of names, and he called yesterday, and he was kind of the same mood. And he reminds me of Jeff Davis. You know, when Jeff Davis got arrested by the union, they found him dressed in a wig, and he had women's clothing on. He was trying to run away and hide. And this guy, Jim, calls and he criticizes other callers that we're not good callers and we don't get good ratings. The same crap Jeff Davis was spilling 150 years ago. It's all propaganda. And until Jim from wherever he's from, is it Tuscaloosa, comes out of his cave, he's probably hiding just like Jeff Davis did. He's probably got a wig on when he makes his phone calls and he hides. You know, when your show goes to an Alabama home game this year, I'm sure SC Nation is going to show up for a Saturday morning show. Invite him on the show. Let's see if he actually shows his face in front of the world and explains himself on TV and criticizes people, you know, calls like we don't know how to call and you know, we're not good for the show. And he's the best guy for the show. And the show's ratings are better when he calls. It's all propaganda, Paul. And I don't think it's right. I mean, this guy should be banned from the show until he apologizes to you and he apologizes to all the callers who he knocks for not making good calls. I mean, we're talking college football, college basketball, sometimes college baseball. That's what this show is. And you're allowed to express your own opinion. For this guy to come on and say that other callers aren't good, who's this guy?
I mean, well, guy's a phony, just like Jeff Davis was. I mean, I'm not trying, you know, it's sad. Paul really is. And that's just, I just wanted to express, you got a great show, but this guy, he's no good. Just my opinion.
Thanks, George. I guess being from Gettysburg, he's an expert on Civil War history. We'll take a short break. Wow. Jim and Jeff Davis, all in the same paragraph. We'll be back and more of your phone calls at 855-242-7285 right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
So we put out a tweet earlier to tell us about a teacher who made a difference in your life. This is a subject that we've talked about before. It's part of the Extra Yard for Teachers Week, an annual back-to-school effort. Sponsored in connection with the college football playoff. And we've all had that experience. And it's something we thought we would ask you to participate with us about. So what do you do with this deal? You can donate here by putting the getting your phone on the code on the screen. And we will certainly play back some of your responses. Let's get back to the calls we go here at 855-242-7285. And Jim is up next.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to be nice about everything and talk to you, Paul. You sound nice today and everything, you know, so everything's been cool. And all of a sudden, you know, you get these hypocrites. And that's all I can say. You know me, I'm going to speak my mind. And I'm not going to apologize to any people. I don't owe anybody an apology. I might owe you an apology. I think you owe me an apology. But other than that, nobody owes a caller an apology. How many times have I been blasted by Legion? How about Trey running over me? How many? You know that. Do you agree? Do you agree with what I'm saying? I agree.
And what bugged me about the last guy is his hang up with the Civil War. It's over. It's been over since 1865.
Wigs and had that Yankee twang in his voice that nobody in the South that I know likes to hear, that Yankee twang. You know, Yankee twang in his voice. But anyway, I don't want to digress. I'm trying to stay cool. I've enjoyed the show up to now. Look, you know me, Paul. I'm not going to harass anybody if they don't harass me. That's just the way I am. I guess I am kind of like some other people that we know in that regard. But I mean, you know, I was talking about you today with
Danny Sheridan.
Well, I hope it was good because I like Danny.
You know Danny. He's always up for your calls.
Well, I didn't know. I was wondering. I have to wonder if everybody's been upset with me. People that I've known and liked a lot, even Danny and Brando, and I can name others that I thought I might have looked bad in front of them. But I just can't help but being me. What else can you say? I can't help. A friend of mine that's a Christian said, God made you how you are. That doesn't mean he made me mean and evil or anything like that. But I am what I am, just like you are what you are. And, you know, I like you and the show, but, again, these callers that come in like this guy, like that last guy you were talking about, and then little Trey, back and forth. One day he says, oh, we got to do this, and he's preaching. And I thought, well, he's doing good now. And then
yeah,
he comes
I thought,
back today.
Yeah, I thought he was praying for you yesterday.
And then he's hitting on me, bashing me again.
I guess he's done praying.
Come on, Paul. This is not neither one of our folks' first rodeos.
No. We've been in this together a long time. And I agree. Yeah. I mean, I started to. The call from Gettysburg was. It was bothersome to me.
It was critical.
Well. Yeah, it was.
That guy's made one trip to.
And by the way, that guy also insulted Auburn fans the other day too. But that's not my problem.
Well, I just say it what I believe. I feel that's some of that northern hate they have for us. They hate Alabama. They hate Auburn. Probably hate you to some degree. They're gonna hate. That's just the way it is. I don't hate anybody, but I appreciate you taking my calls all through the years. Appreciate you taking this call. I wanted to just try to clarify that I see what I see.
They look at me as a turncoat because I happen to be born in the South, so they look at they feel like I've abandoned my roots. Which I, by the way, my roots are in the South. They're not in New York.
You were born in Memphis, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm proud of it.
Well, that's where Elvis wasn't born in Memphis, but he lived there.
Well, I told you the story that I was born at the same hospital Elvis died at.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. I think that's pretty good.
I feel like there's a connection between me and the king. I don't know what it is, but.
I don't know anybody. Just answer this. I don't know of anyone that has come out of the North like Elvis Presley came out of the South. Nobody. The South has risen again, Gettysburg, George. And that's all I got to say. But thanks, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. Other than my parents and sister, nobody good from the South is nobody as good as ever come from the North, I guess. I don't know. We'll move on. Let's talk to Derek in California. Hello, Derek.
Hello, Paul. How you doing, man?
We are doing great.
Appreciate your show. Even the days when on Saturdays when you are doing your thing.
Well, thank
but,
you.
But I'm calling to to thank you for bringing my nephew on, Jaden Daniels.
Oh man, I didn't realize
that.
It was
a very good interview, you know, and the thing that stood out the most, not even on Jaden, but both of the quarterbacks in which you brought in, they both brought up the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me this far.
I'm talking about something now that's very close to your family, and I did not want to bring it. I know that Jaden suffered a lot of tragedy, as you did, and everybody in your family over the last couple of years.
Oh,
I was hesitant to bring it up because we were really, but I know that's something that he that affected him and naturally everyone else. To put it mildly.
Yes, it did. That year, Jaden, we had lost. We call him Nana and Papa, which is Jaden's grandmother and grandfather, and his grandfather loved his stack and draws. I'm just gonna say it like that. He loved Jaden. Jaden loved him, and for him to have to in the middle of the season have to come home and deal with both of his parents. That's the first time I've ever been to a funeral where both parents was sitting up in there like that.
Hmm.
It was very tragic, and we all were still fighting through that, even at this day. But I just wanted to tell you, thank you for bringing him on. He's a really good kid. His dad has kicked him up in football all of his life, football camps. He's just a really good kid, and he's humble. That's the thing, you know. It's no fanatics or whatever. And he comprehends very well. And I was a little upset with the coach over there, hands waving at him and stuff like that, all of the antics that were going on, because I know that's not Jaden. You could talk to Jaden on the sideline, and he'll go in there and comprehend and do exactly what you've asked him to do. You don't have to do – but see, those antics and stuff, that was for the crowd, because a lot of other sportscasters – And other shows have said the same thing. They noticed that he was doing that. You don't have to do that with this kid. He's good. He came from a good home. He had good grandparents. We love him. There, in this area, he has almost 60 relatives because his grandmother had 5 to 6 sisters, and all of those had kids, and all of them got kids. So we used to come over to the games over at Arizona State, but Arizona State, he decided to want to do something else. And do you know how the Lord works? Look, what happened to the coach? What happened to Herm?
He's gone.
Man, Herm's gone. You brought that up at the beginning of your interview, and I really appreciate that. That Jaden, that the Lord guided Jaden in the right direction.
Well, you know, Derek, I've known Herm, and Herm's an amazing individual. He was just a terrible coach at Arizona State.
Exactly.
But I'm glad he got away, and I really wasn't trying. I just thought he had to think about that over the weekend as Herm was let go. There's just been chaos at Arizona State now for more than a year.
Yes, it has. Not to downplay them or talk bad, because the years in which Jaden was there, we were avid Arizona State fans.
Oh,
everybody
sure.
In this area would drive 4 hours to see Jaden play, spend the night, and come back on Sundays. So his aunties, Angel and Lett, and his dad's name is Jay, and Regina, his mom. We had tons of fans that would go over there. And even when they would play USC, UCLA, they play Cal. But to me, the SEC is the best conference ever. Those guys can play. And to know your worth, I feel that he would have to go. We didn't have to make any decisions. That was his own decision to want to do that. But he prayed about it. So that was a great thing for me. That was a great thing, that the Lord will always show you the way, always open the right doors at the right time. And watch, they're going to end up winning the championship.
Well, listen.
I mean, I got faith. I'm going to wish the best for whatever he does.
Derek, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you calling in. It was a great pleasure. And hope you'll stay in touch with us.
I will. I've been trying to get the number to get through for like 2 hours almost. Out here it's still early, so, you know. But I appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much,
thank
man.
You,
I really
thank
do.
You, Derek.
Thank you.
So for those who may have just joined us, that Derek is Jaden Daniels' uncle. We had Jaden on, the quarterback from LSU, a little bit earlier in the program. That was really – and he lost both of his grandparents during COVID, and that's what Jaden was referring to, just an absolute tragedy. That really affected him at Arizona State, as you heard his uncle talk about. We'll take a short break. We have a long way to go, and we hope you'll stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, hey, welcome back. Let's continue with more phone calls here. Zach is up next. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach from Hoover.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, hey, I was just calling. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. I was just calling to see what you thought Florida State might, like, final record might be. I'm a Florida State fan, but I went to Alabama, so I'm kind of a fan of both.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I've been very impressed with what I've. I mean, I know it's been, the LSU game was narrow, but I've always been a big fan of Mike Norvell. I think he's a really good recruiter. He's had an incredible group of, just an incredible amount of bad luck. But I think he's turned the corner. So I think they can have a big season here. Thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Xander is up next. Hello, Xander.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Xander, we are doing great. Thank you.
So I'm a big Notre Dame fan, and I always grew up thinking, Notre Dame was the best, but when I got to be as old as I am, I figured out that the SEC rules, they've ruled the playoffs for the last 10, 12 years. And, the situation with how Brian Kelly left Notre Dame last season. I want to know your opinion on how Brian Kelly started off his tenure in LSU.
Well, I think it was bumpy at first with the end of the Florida State game when he went for 1 point and lost and missed. But I think he won the game he had to win, and I think he's got a chance to still have a pretty decent season. There are just a number of huge games coming up. Tennessee's around the corner, then the usual suspects, Florida, Alabama, and Auburn, and everyone else. So I think he's just got to keep doing it. The LSU-Auburn game would be next weekend. So that's critical. But I don't think anything is Armageddon for him this year. I think he's got a free pass to develop his program and move on. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Joel up next in Georgia. Hello, Joel.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Joel, we're doing okay.
Just wanted to let you know I really do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Do you have a button that you can push to cut people off when they're talking?
As a matter of fact, I do, yes. I've got a few buttons here at my disposal.
I wish you would utilize it more often with some of the idiots that call in and just talk politics and everything else, especially that Jim guy.
You don't like him?
I got young kids in the house and all. I just don't like his language. I don't like his attitude. And I watch his show to learn about sports, not all this junk. So, but I do enjoy your show, and I wish you would, kind of use that button every once in a while. Go Dawgs.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, and we will continue. Let's talk to Chris next in Knoxville. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul, doing all right today?
I am. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of talk about Jim going on lately. I can't even understand why. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Jim myself, but I tell you what, the guy's entertaining. He really is. So you ain't never going to lose him as a caller. He can bluff and bluster as much as he wants. He's always going to call back in. But, again, it's good for the show. At least I find it to be. Just wanted to say, of course, big weekend coming up, and I just wanted to ask you, Paul, everything going on, game day coming, all the excitement and buzz in the atmosphere, is Tennessee being set up for failure this weekend?
I can understand the question, Chris, because every time this has happened in the past, failure has come barging through the door. I think this year is different. I think Heupel has basic fundamentals that other coaches have not. I think the program, it is not there yet, and I know that may be disappointing to hear for some people, but it's on its way. And I think this is the most critical game of the season, frankly, because this is the game that has tormented Tennessee during this absolute collapse of the program. And I've always felt this is the Florida game. Have to get over this. I think this is the best opportunity in many, many years. And I'm pretty confident they will. Now, if you're calling me Monday and saying it happened again, then we got a problem.
Yeah, and I certainly hope that to not be the case. But, like you said, it's the Florida game. We've seen these things happen. But, I talked to Heupel after the game Saturday and on the press conference Monday. I like where his head's at. In the years prior under Pruitt, you just kind of always had that I don't know factor. And I felt that way with even Butch at times. Butch seemed to put on confidence, didn't always seem like.
Well, Butch was a motivational speaker. He was a hyper salesman. Pruitt was just
for sure
completely clueless in pretty much every aspect of being a head coach. And I didn't say a coach. I said a head coach. Heupel's got good training, and I think, you know, there we've seen moments that you shake your head in tight situations. But I think this year he won the game he had to win. That was the Pittsburgh game. That was a tight call. It could have slipped away, and I think they gave the team some confidence and momentum. And I don't think the atmosphere of Saturday is going to get away from them. It's going to be chaotic, but Tennessee's had plenty of moments when the center of college football or the spotlight of college football has been on them, and they haven't always handled it, but this year it just feels right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Jody is in Florida. Hello, Jody.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Paul? This
we
is
are,
Jody Bell.
We're doing great.
I am so ecstatic to finally talk to you. I've been trying to call you, but I just want to say go Gators, all in sports, because I love my Gators. I love SEC. I love the show that you always put on, and man, I'm just fired up to just be able to talk to you, hearing Jim all the time and messing around. But man, Paul, I know that you just spoke about Tennessee and Florida. I'm a hopeful person, but reality, I'm hoping they'll put on a good show. I know this is Napper's first year, and man, I'm just ready for some football, regardless win or lose. But I know it's going to take time. But what do you think about the coach? I mean, your opinion, Napper. He seems like he's got level headed. He's from Alabama, you know, coaching. What do you think, Paul?
I like him. Jody, he's very soft-spoken. He's very serious. I think he did the most important thing he had to do. I think Billy Napier got in there and just made the University of Florida football program a professional operation. He expanded it. He did a lot of the things that the successful programs around the SEC are doing. He doesn't get too high or too low when he's dealing with the public, and I think that's a smart approach. So far, I'm very impressed. I know there were some bumpy roads, but he stepped on some toes as he tried to get his trademark on the program, and I think he's done that. Now he just has to get better players in there and figure out how to handle tight situations. He's done that. He did it once. He did it. He's done it twice. He failed in another opportunity against probably a better team, and Saturday will be an enormous challenge. We'll take a break. More to come. We have an hour and a half to go, and the ladies from Out of Pocket will join us next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Your out-of-pocket squad, Drea Carter, Alyssa Lang. We're going to get stupid for a second.
Of course.
This was going around Twitter a few weeks ago. Someone made this graphic, what I would think these guys did if I didn't know they were SEC football coaches. These are spot on.
Coach Heupel's is hilarious.
Please read them.
Maintenance guy at an apartment complex right now, but looking for something better.
I love Billy Napier, high school basketball coach. Like,
no.
So fitting.
Clark Lees, the police chief, 100%.
Owner of a plumbing company for Jimbo Fisher. PGA golfer for Shane Beamer. Like, they all just... Also, can we give Sam Pittman a shout out? Deep South injury lawyer.
Coach Harsin's is good.
Oh, this is classic.
None of these so missed. Good. None of these missed. So we decided, why don't we take our SEC Network talent and give them jobs that they look like they would do. So who do we have first here? Peter Burns. He's a car salesman. Everyone has guessed this on the first try.
Like, what would Peter Burns mean? Everyone has said a car salesman?
Yeah, what do you think PB is? They're like, oh, used car salesman.
Because, I mean, you know, when you're a car salesman, you talk, that's make a lot of points.
Just
I'm
going to
sell you something. I don't even know, but I'm going to sell it to you anyway. Just, hey.
Marty Smith, personal injury attorney.
Have you been injured? I'll help you.
I'll fight your case for you. That's just...
Don't you worry about a
the
thing.
The faux hawk? Are you not going to trust a lawyer with a faux hawk?
You could just see him walking in with a briefcase, setting it down on the table.
I mean,
Your Honor.
Yeah.
It's spot on.
And Marty could charm a judge.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you do this one.
Spencer Hall, an auto mechanic. That's
great. He looks like he's going to rotate my tires just the best.
And going to give you the best deal on four tires.
The best deal.
Like, hey, actually, I threw in a tire in there for you.
Come out, hey, your air filter actually needs to be changed. Like, psych, I actually did that a week ago. You're lying to me.
Lug nuts are loose. You want to fix that?
The what?
Lug nuts?
What?
That's a thing.
The tires?
I don't know. Jonathan said it in my ear.
I was going to say, no way you know what a lug nut is. No way.
I can actually change a spare tire.
This one might be my favorite one.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Chris Doring, celebrity plastic surgeon. Not only will he tell you you're ugly, he'll fix it.
He absolutely. Like, hey, you don't like your nose, do you? I thought that. I thought you didn't. I'll fix it for you.
Hey, you look a little crooked. Why don't you just come on by? I'll put on my white lab coat. We'll get to work. We'll fix your face.
You're a Florida Gator fan? I'll throw in an extra.
Some
extra Botox.
Get a Gator discount. Extra Botox.
I don't know. Whatever.
Has Doring had Botox? We need to figure that out. All right, we've done basically everybody you see here on the network. Who else? We've got Dari Noka as an orthodontist.
It's genius.
First of all, Dari with my teeth.
I would absolutely, yeah. Dari, you know, intelligent. Paul as the history professor is perfect. Can you imagine him talking about like the World War or just going in?
Yes.
Yes.
Paul knows everything. He can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
He's like an encyclopedia. Laura's is perfect. There's
hair model.
Yeah.
Best hair. Has the best hair.
Yes.
Tim Tebow, gym teacher. Duh.
Yes.
Can we talk about Takiyo? And we kind of took this one from the last one. Takiyo Spikes as police chief, there'd be no crime in that town.
Zero crime committed ever.
No one's crossing Takiyo Spikes.
In fact, everyone would just be doing community service in his town.
They'd be like, I know I didn't do anything, chief.
I'll clean that up.
Let me go, do you need me to clean your house? Actually, Takiyo's terrifying.
Benjamin Watson is for sure gonna get you the best house on the block for the cheapest price.
That headshot looks like it belongs on one of those signs.
Yeah.
Call me, sell your house.
Yeah.
I'll buy your house for you right now.
You could put his face on the side of a bus.
Who are we missing? Right? Roman Harper, city mayor.
Oh, yeah.
I'd vote for Roman. When we came up with city mayor for Roman, not only does the headshot look like that, Roman's like the most just positive person ever.
Yes.
Everything's great.
Yeah.
I got you taken care of. What do you need? I'm your guy. Like, he's city mayor through and through.
We didn't talk about Richard.
Food blogger.
Because first of all, he's an incredible writer. Like, his details, his work.
Yeah.
He would describe food in the most perfect way. Like, anything he described, I'd have to try it.
And he cooks a lot on his Instagram. If you follow him on Instagram, he's always whipping up something good.
Perfect.
And I also just felt like he looks like he'd be a great food blogger.
Yeah, those are incredible. You have to know the people too. Like, it's not always just looks. It's their personality. It's the way they talk to you. It's a big deal around here.
Well, hope y'all enjoyed us getting stupid with our SEC Network talent as other jobs. Let's hope they stay here though.
Hey, welcome back. Bobby is up next in Georgia. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Good afternoon. Hello? Yeah, go right ahead. Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, go right ahead. You are on the air.
Hey, hey, Mr. Paul, how you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just wondering, I know you don't have any control over any kind of slating for the games on Saturday, but I'm just wondering how you feel about the Mississippi State being shown over Georgia at noon. You got a Mississippi State going with nobody. And then you got Georgia going nobody, but at least you got a number one team. How you feel about that being slated?
You know, I really, I'd have to look at the board to really give you an opinion. I mean, Ken, you know, the Georgia-Kent State game is hardly the most appealing matchup I've ever seen. So, I think the issue here is you've got too many games for the number of TV providers. So, you know, the best games go on CBS and then ESPN, and then you start finding places to put the rest of the games.
Right.
So, I mean,
You feel that Mississippi State has a chance of getting beat?
No, not at all.
No.
Not against Bowling. I mean, Bowling Green beat Marshall the other day, but yeah, I mean, that game that's probably a slightly better game. I mean, we're splitting hairs, but what time is Georgia's game?
12.
So you're saying Mississippi State so Georgia's on the SEC network. What network's Mississippi State
they're,
on?
They're
okay. Georgia's on the alternate SEC network. Plus. Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean,
can't get the plus,
I think there are some regulations that you have to. I mean, this is a network for the entire conference. You have to be equitable, and when you play these type of games, you have to pick and choose. And I think this was Georgia's week to go off brand, but it will still be available. The alternate should be around. It should be on most cable. Listen, I'm sure we'll hear about it Monday. We'll take a short break. Bruce Pearl is next.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.